Spirit. Praise the Lord. I just give a little exhortation, and why I take time to give such exhortation is for impartation. Somebody asked me, okay, Bright TV on Rapture Watch program, they were asking me about impartation. And impartation means, the way it is presented by some Pentecostal pastors, impartation is to say, take it. Then, impartation. Amen. Impartation. That is, they have imparted something on you. Well, I don't know that type of impartation. What I understand by impartation is what Apostle Paul spoke in Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Help me read it. Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Hallelujah. This is what he said. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you. Impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. Listen, it is for establishment. It is not for falling down under anointing. Verse 12. This is the reason. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by what? The mutual faith, both of you and me. What is impartation? It is about sharing knowledge. Impartation is to share a knowledge I have. I'm also giving it to you. That is the meaning of impartation. So that we shall have mutual faith. So that we can have the same understanding. Hallelujah. Not just unity of faith. Amen. But unity of revelation, understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what impartation means. So my exhortation is impartation. There's a knowledge that you have that will make you to be spiritual giants as we enter the new year. I want to look at exhortation and a title, The Challenge of Goliath by David. The Challenge of Goliath by David. So you help me read. Is there any good reader? Good reader. So that, because some people never read Bible, read 1 Samuel chapter 17 yet. 1 Samuel chapter 17. A good reader. Yes?
Now the Philistines gathered together.
Thank you.
Their hands to battle. And were gathered together at Shokom, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shokom and Azekah in Ephesdamim. And Saul and the men of Israel.
Just to cut a long story short, just a moment, because I want you to jump some things. We all know the story, the battle between Israel and the Philistines. And they had their giant by the name of who? Goliath. And he came and threatening them, and Israel was shaking. They were all afraid. They were all afraid. And suddenly, hallelujah, one tiny small boy came. One small tiny Israelite, he came. Reading from verse 23.
And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David asked them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up, surely to defy Israel? Is he come up, and it shall be, that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel.
Uh-huh.
And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?
Hey, verse 26 again. Listen very well.
And
wait now. He said he is a reproach to the whole of Israel. Somebody here, there is somebody that is a reproach to the whole of your family. Somebody is a reproach to your life. Is responsible for some very, one condition that you are in now. Read that verse 26 again.
And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother's heart, when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thy heart come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
Hey.
And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of...
You are too young to fight that type of battle. Somebody is looking down on you, Abby. David, go ahead.
And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep.
This is his testimony. Listen very well.
And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he had arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and I slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God.
Uh-huh.
David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.
Now.
And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his belt. Also he armed him with a coat of mail, and David gathered his sword upon his armor, and he asked to go. But he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him, and he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bear the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth.
He looked down on him, yes?
And of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staff? And the Philistine caused David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee
Lord,
in the name of the Lord,
the God of
armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and I will give thee, and I will give thee carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day, unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our
hands. Hallelujah.
Hand. Amen.
Go ahead.
And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his back, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone stuck into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Finally, therefore, verse 51.
51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his helmet therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champions was dead, they fled.
And the church will say,
Amen.
This night, the neck, the head of one giant in your life will be cut off. The neck, the head of one Goliath in your life shall be cut off this night. The head of one problem that has been disturbing you all these years shall be cut off this night. I know I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. But now, what is it that gave a tiny man, boldness to face a Goliath? That's what we want to learn tonight. So that you will also never see any problem. There is no problem that cannot be brought down before a Christian. There is no situation that you cannot pull down. You know why? Because the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty. It's through God. If it is through God, is there any Goliath that is bigger than your God? Is there any problem that our God cannot handle? That's why that songwriter says, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountain you can tunnel through.
God specializes in things not impossible. Any will do what no other power can do.
One more time.
God, every river you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you can tunnel through. God specializes in things not impossible. Any will do what no other power can do.
Hallelujah. It's not just a song, it's a fact. It's not just a song, it is a fact. The first thing I want you to take note of, hallelujah. What is it? The first thing, first statement that David made when he came to that war front and saw that giant. Remember that in those days, it was not fight by technology. Where you stay here, you are bombarding Ibadan. It is face to face, man to man. One of you must die. One of you must die. That was when soldiers were soldiers. Verse 26. First Samuel chapter 17. That verse 26. Take note. This was the first statement that David made. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? You can see he was talking boldly. Come. What is it? What will happen? Oh, glory be to God. They that know their God. Hey! What scripture says they are as bold as a lion. They are as bold as a lion. And it says, this is where I'm going. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine? This is the first statement. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What was he actually referring to? He was referring to a covenant. David was recognizing the covenant that Jehovah God has with the children of Israel. And that covenant is in Genesis chapter 17. Can we open it? Let's take another reading again. From verse 1 up to verse 14. Lay reader, stand up and read. Genesis 17 from verse 1 up to verse 14.
Genesis 17, chapter 1. Chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine,
yes,
the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee.
This is where the covenant is. Listen carefully.
And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their
generation. Verse 7 again.
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee.
Again, start again.
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee.
God and Abraham and...
And thy seed after thee in their generation.
In their generations. Till when?
For an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant.
To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee.
So is David now under that covenant?
Yes, sir.
Because he is a child of the son of Abraham. Read on.
And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation.
Listen very well.
This is my covenant. Which
this will be the evidence of that covenant that I have with you. This shall be the token of that covenant. Read on.
Between me and you and thy seed after thee.
And your seed after thee, yes?
Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
Every man child, every male shall be circumcised.
And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin.
Even you, and Abraham, you will do so.
And it shall be a token of the covenant between
it
me.
It will be evidence. It will be a token of this covenant between me and you. Go on.
And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. And every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money must need be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
Finally, verse 14.
And the uncircumcised man's child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He shall broken my covenant.
Now listen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a revelation. See the difference between David and the even Saul, the king. It's revelation. The just shall live by faith. There is something faith does, revelation does. It gives you boldness. You're hearing me now? It gives you boldness. We need to have, oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody that the enemy has been trying to kill. And somebody sneaked to come and tell her that see, they are doing everything. So person is doing everything to kill you. He said, he told her, he said, the person that want to kill you went to a particular babalawo that they normally go, very powerful babalawo. The babalawo said, for this one, there is nothing you can do spiritually that will get her. You have to use physical means. So that you will understand. And every problem we have, the root is spiritual. It's spiritual. They can't do it physical because the law will catch up with them. So they will do it spiritual where nobody, there's no evidence yet. You are dying. So I'm telling you now, spiritual warfare is what we are learning from that story. And somebody here, you will become bigger than every Goliath after today in the name of Jesus. That covenant that David, that Abraham had, is the knowledge that David had. David had this revelation that there is a covenant that he is part of. Why? Everything that he is part of is that he is circumcised. Every Jew, amen. This God is wonderful. All you have to do as a son of Abraham, evidence, or you are linked to Abraham in any way, and you want to come under that covenant that God had, even it went further, I will bless whosoever will bless you, and I will curse whosoever will curse you. All you have to do is just circumcision. Praise the Lord. As at that time, that was the overcoming power. Just circumcision. Just circumcision. And this circumcision, they circumcise them when they are just 8 days old. Amen. That is why even some members of this church, when they give birth to a male child, they don't joke with that eight day that 8 day ceremony. The 8 day ceremony was under the law. It's not applicable to us now. The day you born your pikin, Pastor Zoe, from the hospital where he went to see his child, he said, this is the baby, say, your name shall be called. That was the name. No ceremony over it. 8 day naming ceremony. There will be disturbing ministers in Brother Assembly to come for the naming ceremony. Today is the 8th day. Today is the 8th day. 8th day. 8th day. And no matter how I have taught it here, our denominational hangover is very difficult to live. Praise God. At that time, circumcision was the evidence that you were under the covenant. At that time, under the covenant that God had with Abraham and his seed after him. Amen. There is something here. Praise the Lord. in their generation. But watch something now. Watch something now. In Romans, oh glory be to God. Romans chapter 4. There's something I want to call your attention to. Let's go to the one mentioned in Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Amen. From verse 15. It says, brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulled or added thereto. The certainty of the matter, sealed with the covenant. And verse 16. That covenant, he said, now, to Abraham and his seed, we are the promises made. Listen very well. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed. Who was that seed he was referring to? Christ. Christ. So that you will understand why Apostle Paul mentioned the new covenant, the better covenant. It was speaking of some better promises. Because how are you going to be called a seed of Abraham like David mentioned? You are a Gentile. You are a Gentile. How are you going to say you are also part of the seed of Abraham? We are seed of Abraham through that promised seed, Jesus Christ. And so the Bible teaches us, who is a Jew? A Jew now, under the New Testament, is not one physical, but is now spiritual. There is now the spiritual Jew. We are the spiritual Jews. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then, it was physical circumcision, but now, it is circumcision of the excesses of the heart. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, listen very well. What is the evidence? The circumcision is not the covenant. The circumcision is not the covenant. The circumcision is evidence of the covenant. I repeat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The circumcision is the removal of excess flesh. That is not the covenant. You have to be under the covenant first. Then, circumcision will follow as the evidence that you are under that covenant. Any other Gentile nation, for any other reason, any other person that is not a seed of Abraham, that is not a Jew, can also circumcise their foreskin of their children. It may be for health reasons. It may be for any other reason. You can circumcise. That type of circumcision before God is filthy rag. The only circumcision that is acceptable before God is the circumcision that is done after you have entered the covenant with the God of Israel. When you have made him your only God. And now, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If that seed that God told Abraham about, if that seed, Apostle Paul said, is one seed, not seeds. One seed. That is also mentioned in Genesis chapter 12. If it's Christ, hallelujah, then you understand, amen, why in Matthew chapter 26, he took bread from verse 26. He blessed it. He offered it to them. Take, this is my body. Hallelujah. Matthew 26, verse 26. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples. I said, take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup again. Verse 27. He took the cup again and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Hallelujah. Then he added, this is my blood of the new covenant. The new covenant. Which covenant is new? Because the old one was established, hallelujah, and sealed with the blood of animal. This new covenant that God has established now, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish under any Goliath, should not perish in the hellfire, should not perish under the arrows of the enemy, but have everlasting life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if you understand what he did on the cross of Calvary, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What did he do on the cross? Apostle Paul said that through the cross, the blessings of Abraham cross over to the Gentiles. Can't you see? Our glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why he used the cross, and we sing, at the cross, where I fall, so light,
and the bodies of my heart roll away. He was there by faith.
He was there
by faith.
By faith, by faith.
I receive my heart, and now I am happy born.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He mentioned again in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to all creatures. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Preach the gospel. He that believeth the gospel. He that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. I'm only trying to explain something here. What gave David the boldness to challenge Goliath? He understood the covenant he was under. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Some said it, some said it. Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus told him, that revelation is given to you from above. And upon that, the rock of the revelation of who I am, I will build my church. And no Goliath shall prevail against it. The gate of hell shall not prevail. The problem we have is this knowledge. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing who Jesus is. The old creation was by Adam. We were all condemned. God needed a new creation. This new creation now gave birth to what the Bible called the last Adam. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The first Adam was put to death and his wife was removed from his side. In John chapter 19, he was hanging on the cross. They didn't know that God was putting him to death so that Jesus' wife will be produced. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the last Adam. And from him, all of us, we are produced. All of us, we are produced. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Under Christ now is the new covenant. And it is a covenant of life. It is a covenant. Oh, glory be to God. That's why it's not revealed to everybody. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is what I try to explain to people in our Tuesday healing and deliverance program. Have this knowledge before you come for us to pray for you. Have the knowledge of what he did on the cross on Calvary. Before you come for prayer, even before you kneel down to pray, so that your prayer can be effective, let it go with an understanding. If you go with the understanding, prayer will not be stressful. Your Christian life will not be stressful. When you know this God that we serve, when you understand the covenant that we are under, David knew that covenant. He was not afraid of any situation. Praise the Lord. He was not afraid of any situation. Brethren, you are running from a witch in your family. It's because you don't know who you are. And you're a Christian. Hey. Hey. Immediately you pack into that compound, everything you have there went down. Who are you? Do you know who you are? Praise the Lord. I am not a lecturer. I'm a preacher. Everything I'm telling you, I have confirmed it to be the truth. I have confirmed it to be the truth. And I want you to test and see that the Lord is good. Practice it. Hallelujah.